And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast. And we've got Ingrid Palmer from the Collingwood Community Garden Gardeners on the line. G'day, Ingrid. How are you?
Good morning, Annie.
Yeah. Tell
I've
me.
I've got a bit of feedback. Hang on.
All right.
I'll try that.
We'll just have to press on. We're not hearing it, I'll have to say. So
we will press on. That's all right. Go for it.
Now, yeah. Listeners will know that the Collingwood Community Garden has been had its doors padlocked by the community garden, Collingwood Farm, and there's a plan, that they've got a plan, but obviously the community gardeners have been pushing back. Can you tell us about what's been going on?
Oh, so many thoughts there, and so many thoughts. Like, leading into this, I'm just trying to be keeping a really clear mind because I can go in so many different directions with that answer and talking about this in general. I don't know if there's a plan. There's a plan, there's not a plan, and there's been all different reasons given. I really also want to restrain as to why it's been closed, that is, and what might be coming next.
Is it still padlocked?
We are still asking for proper consultation. Hopefully, I don't know, that process will take place. Beyond that, it's Crown land after all, so government departments have a say in how that's used.
There's also a historic overlay, isn't there?
There is. Look, I'm not the person to speak to about that. There's a number of levels of value and meaning and heritage in all different senses of the world and all word and all of the different layers that can happen. But like for us, as gardeners there, we are, I think sometimes I've heard that there's a bit of a perception in some corners or quarters that we're like an exclusive little group of people that are protecting our own little bit, and which could be better used for more people and in the community or something like that. We're not.
I think, Ingrid, that would be called a tactic to try and undermine you.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right. But, I mean, for anybody that might buy into that, don't, because we are not protecting it for ourselves. We're protecting what it is. And we are like custodians of something that's been there as in the current form for 42 years, and anybody that's ever had a pot plant or a garden that they can tend to knows that it's a relationship that you build with that earth, with that growth, with that life. It's not just something that we put a crop in and pull a crop out.
Can we look at that in particular? I mean, community gardens were a force. I mean, this particular garden is 42 years old, and it was a particular force, which was to bring back urbanised communities to a connection to the earth. And and it wasn't just that, there's 70 plots. It's not just 70 people. It's a whole community, right?
It is. That's correct. In many senses as well. We have a really diverse community of people. There are, and look, until I think just last a year ago, almost a year ago, there were still gardeners in there that had been there for that 40 years. And they were people that were like the elders of the garden, and there are still some that have been there over 30 years. There are people that have been there for a few months and a few years and for every length of time in between. So it's not like people go in there and hold it and nobody else can ever get in. There's a turnover. And there's a relationship and an interaction between all of those people at all of those levels. Some people may be an individual person in a plot who are connecting between the other people that are in there and also people in their wider community. with whom they can share and make a connection and also share what they grow and learn and do there. And also the product, like for me myself, I'm a better person that I can give more to the community because of who I am, being able to go in there and spend time.
No, it's local identification, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
In what sense?
Well, in the sense that all the people who actually live, who work and make product, you know, grow stuff at the community garden are all locals.
Yes.
And it's about community building. But,
if I can just finish off the previous thought really, really quick. Sorry, I won't try to ramble on about it. But there are like groups of people in plots. There are families, there's like all different, what I was trying to say is that there's all different connections and like there are people that, you know, a group of people get together and share a plot and so they're not all like this. I'm just saying there's a diverse range of connection. Also, I've spoken to people and this always comes back to me that like one woman that I spoke to who didn't know that I was there, I was sort of just came into a conversation and she knew I was there, but she didn't know I was from the garden, that she'd sort of got through last year with the lockdowns by going, she never had a garden, didn't want a garden, but she liked to go down there and have a coffee and look at all the little worlds below from that bridge. So it brings value to the community in all sorts of ways. And we have potential like to grow from that and to bring community value in the future from the allotment garden model that we have there and the history that it has by building on it, not by wiping it out and making a clean slate.
So what have the community gardeners been doing now? What's going on right now to further the to get control back? Because that's what's going on, isn't it? That for some reason or other, the Collingwood community garden, Collingwood farm appears to believe that it has control over the garden.
Well, that's another thing, perhaps a tactic that's been used that the gardeners have failed in our duty of caring for the place, but actually we haven't had control. We haven't had control. We haven't had representation in management of the garden. So it has been managed by the farm management. It used to be like open. There's been a lot of changes sort of over the last years, last decade, and the last few years. So it would be great if we actually did have some more autonomy and more input. We're on the ground there, so we know what's happening. We know the history and we know the meaning and the significance of the place and the potential. We know what's happening with each other. And so for the gardeners to have more autonomy and more involvement in the actual management of the gardens, whatever form that would take, would surely be a positive thing for everybody. So,
Has Richard Wynne
wouldn't have been in this position where the gardens and the stuff that's growing in there now and the weeds are coming over and people are devastated and have that sense of separation.
Has the state government, Richard Wynne's, put his head in at all yet?
We are, I think, aiming to be speaking to people in the departments that manage the Crown lands. So hopefully we can have the sort of truth and the story be heard and understood in the right places. That would be great. So these processes that are hopefully starting to begin is that...
So that things are beginning to... I know that there's a Facebook page and there's a campaign that's going on at the moment to activate people. This battle isn't over.
No, it can't be. It can't be because it's so important that if it is lost in its present form, it can't be improved. It can only be replaced by something else. And we just can't think that that is a reasonable outcome. It would be a travesty, really, to have that space and everything that it is lost.
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the underlying things that are going on is that there's the funding models for community areas in our society are now moving towards funding for experiences for people on NDIS and, you know, getting funding from different government departments and policy changes, which have gone on separate from the community garden movement. Like, they see potential for community gardens in their furthering of their efforts to get money from government departments for social development, and
right.
And it all sounds really great and all the rest of it, but isn't it amazing to think that creating these kind of policy models could bring two community ideas against each other? It's like a Godzilla fight, you know. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's ludicrous that the community.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, that really is The good things that you hear about what could be done, like, you know, in terms of this other plan, don't have to be at the expense of what we have there. I mean, there's space that you could do that in. You don't have to tear down what's there. Why can't there, you know, two things, you know, they can use another space for those projects and enterprises.
Yeah, yeah, they're real bullies,
aren't
they?
You know what I mean?
They're being bullying.
It's like keeping the gardens doesn't stop people from, if they have those plans and those things that they want to do, great, do them. But don't do them on our gardens, on the existing gardens, and do it somewhere else. There can be interaction. I mean, those things can exist. They don't have to exist on that space. That space is not empty space. It has already a purpose.
Is there any chance, has there been any movement by the farm to actually enter any good faith dialogue at all?
Look, on the face of it, I can't see so. There's been like an occasional, nothing to us in particular. So, like, we presume to be there as the current set of gardeners that are there. Wouldn't be outlandish to say that we were the primary stakeholders there in the garden.
Yeah.
So that hasn't really happened at all. There's stuff on the website, on the farm website. I've looked at it a little bit. I haven't read it all because it's actually too painful. But I've sort of glanced at those things. I try not to look up. I hear things, what is happening, and I try not to put a lot of, because I've put my energy and focus that I do have, which is a little bit limited, my energy. And I'm a pretty high-energy person, but I get drained pretty quick, so I have to have a break and start again. So that energy goes into creating and trying to save what we have. So in answer to your question, yeah, they have put stuff up on the website suggesting that there is a community consultation process and asking for input into the new gardens, but I don't think that that goes into any sort of genuine resolution.
God, that's pretty outrageous. That's pretty outrageous. Anyway,
Just ticking a box.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous.
I'm really just want to focus on saving these, what we do have, and improving them and making greater value for the community with the gardens that we have.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get caught up in a swinging match or, you know, getting dragged into. I want to really just focus on the on not losing this.
Can you tell the listeners the name of the campaign Facebook?
Oh yeah, on Facebook it is Digging In Gardeners.
Digging In Gardeners. Thanks for talking to us.
Digging In Gardeners help save the Collingwood Community Gardens.
Thanks for talking to us, Ingrid.
Thank you, Annie. Anytime. Thank you very much for your time.